Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been talking this week about the subject of self. I like to define self as the human nature without God. And we live in a human body, have a soul and a spirit. And if you're a born-again Christian, you have the Spirit of God living inside of you. And though born-again Christians have that Spirit of the living God inside of them, they still face the daily battle of whether they're going to yield to the Spirit of God or yield to the old nature or to the self, that human nature without God, or the flesh as it's referred to in Scripture. And yet the call on every single Christian's life is to live that crucified life with Christ. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me." And in Galatians 5:24, we read, "And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." By these scriptures, we see that it's God's will for us to live a life where we are dead to ourselves and alive to Christ, alive to the Spirit of God in our lives every day. But how do we know if our flesh has been crucified and if we're walking in the Spirit? How do we know if self is alive and well and operating in our lives, or if we are living that truly separated life unto God? Well, I wanted to give you a few examples today of what it looks like in a person's life when self is still alive and well and operational. One very clear and easy to spot demonstration or manifestation of a self that's alive and well, that human nature without God's influence exalting itself, is when you find somebody, and perhaps it's yourself, whose conversation is always about them. Is your conversation always about you, about what you think, about what you feel, about what you did yesterday, last week, last summer, about what your kids are doing, about your life? People whose self is alive and well are very preoccupied with self, and they talk about self constantly. And they are people who don't let other people get a word in edgewise, or when they do, they're just waiting until that person quiets down so they can talk more about themselves. If that's you, understand self is alive and well in your life. Another verbal demonstration of self being alive and well and operational in a person's life is the fact that their vocabulary is replete with these three words very consistently: I, me, and mine. The three most common words in the self-absorbed person's vocabulary: I this and I that, me this and me that, that's mine and that's mine. Those words are indicators, if they're used plentifully in your vocabulary, in your conversations, that perhaps self is quite dominant in your life. When you're always talking about you or preoccupied with yourself or your own concerns, self is having a little heyday in your life. Other signs that perhaps self is alive and well in a person's life is when you find someone who needs lots of attention or always wants to be the center of attention. Then you'll know or you'll observe that that person's self, their flesh, that human nature without God, is very dominant in their life. And some of you may say, "Oh, I'm just the life of the party. That's just my personality." But ask the Holy Spirit, is that really just your personality, or is it an issue of being very self-consumed and self-absorbed and wanting attention, drawn to yourself all the time? Another sign that self is in the driver's seat in a person's life is that an individual will always be worried about what other people think of them. And I say that because a person who's dead to self is not ever worry about what anyone else thinks about them. But a person who's very alive to themselves, to their flesh, is very concerned about what other people think, is always thinking about what other people may think about them, is always worried about how this will reflect in other people's eyes. That individual has a self-life that's very alive. When you are concerned about other people's opinions of you, and you'll literally change what you're doing because of other people's opinions, and I'm not referring to godly counsel, but just the opinions of others, yourself is very alive in your life. Another indicator that self may be driving you is when you are giving inordinate attention to your appearance. Self that's alive is very careful about how it appears, what it looks like, and gives an inordinate amount of time, energy, money to what it looks like, how it dresses, how it presents itself. If you're not alive to yourself, if you've been crucified with Christ, that is not a major priority of your life. Certainly, it is a godly quality to have neat appearance and hygienic appearance, but not to be inordinately attentive to your external appearance. Other signs that self is alive and well is a person who is easily offended or easily hurt. If you are dead to yourself, a dead person is never offended. You could stand over a dead body and read them the riot act and insult them 1,000 times and tell them terrible things about themselves, and that corpse won't care one bit. And that may be a silly picture, but truly, if you think about it, a person who's dead to themselves and alive to Christ is not easily offended, is not easily hurt. But many people would say, well, no, if I'm hurt, it's because of someone else's action. It's their fault that I'm hurt. But the reality of the matter is that hurt is a choice that you make. It's a choice of how you're going to respond to the actions, words, or attitude of someone else. You choose to be hurt or you choose not to be hurt about a certain matter. When you're easily hurt, easily offended, you are very alive to yourself and you're not very alive to the Spirit of God inside of you, because the Spirit of God would never lead you to have a hurtful response or an offended response to anyone else's action. The Spirit of God inside of you would always lead you to be quick to forgive, quick to overlook the shortcomings or failures of others, and quick to love and show mercy. Other signs that self or the flesh or this human nature without God is dominant in a person's life is when an individual is easily put out if people do not do things the way that they want them done. When you see a demanding person, and some demanding people will say that it's just that they have high standards, but oftentimes the reality is that they like things done their way, and it's their way or the highway, and that attitude, demanding, almost controlling attitude, is not an attitude of love and an attitude of Christ-likeness, but instead it's selfish, self-centered attitude that simply demonstrates that that person's self or flesh is very alive and well. Another indicator that you may have your flesh life or your self life quite alive in your daily walk is if you have a tendency to feel overlooked or unappreciated or not recognized for your work in the church or even your work in your employment. We're told by the Lord that when we work, we're to do it unto God and not unto men, that we're to do it with all of our heart unto the Lord and not unto men. When a person reacts with the feeling of being overlooked or unappreciated or not recognized, and they get offended by people for lack of recognition, particularly, This is a sign that your self life is quite alive. Self always wants to be recognized. Self always wants to be patted on the back. Self always wants to be exalted. If you find yourself struggling with these feelings of being not recognized and unappreciated and overlooked, take it to the Lord and ask Him, Lord, am I really doing my work as unto the Lord and not unto men? Or am I looking for this attention and this recognition from men? And then ask the Lord to forgive you, and then commit yourself to do the work that's been given to you, whatever that is, as unto the Lord and not unto men. These are just a few thoughts and indicators, perhaps, of whether or not your self-life is operating in your life rather than the life of Christ. As I said earlier, the scripture is very clear. The call on the Christian's life is not to live a life of self-indulgence or self-exaltation or in any way self-absorption. God wants us to be absorbed or focused upon Him. He wants us to allow His Spirit to move and live and breathe through us so that all of our relations with other people and all of our reactions and responses to other people will literally be inspired by the Spirit of God and not inspired by the fleshly nature or ourself. God wants us free from the bondage to self. And when we're free from the bondage to self, we can truly live the Spirit-filled, Spirit-motivated lifestyle God's called us to be. And when we can walk that way, then the Spirit of God can live and breathe and move through us and have great impact in the earth through our life. Galatians 5:16 tells us, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.